Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 30, The Transcendental Pastimes of Radha and Krishna, Part 1. One should not mistakenly equate Yoga Maya and Mahamaya. The difference between executing ordinary religious activities and devotional service is very great. By executing religious rituals, one can achieve economic development, sense gratification, or liberation, merging into the existence of the Supreme. But the results of transcendental devotional service are completely different from such temporary benefits. For devotional service of the Lord is evergreen, and it is increasingly transcendentally pleasing. Thus, there is a gulf of difference between the results derived from devotional service and those derived from religious rituals. The great spiritual energy known as Jadadhishtatri, or Mahamaya, the superintendent of this material world, and the material departmental directors, the demigods, as well as the products of the external energy of the Supreme Lord, are but perverted reflections of the opulence of the Supreme Lord. For the demigods are actually order carriers of the Supreme Lord, and the demigods help manage the material creation. In the Brahma Samhita it is stated, Srishti Sthiti Pralaya Sadhana Shaktir Eka Chayeva Yasya Bhuvanani Vibharti Durga Ichchanu Rupam Api Yasya Cha Cheshtatesa Govindam Adi Purusham Tamahang Bhajami. The workings of the supremely powerful superintendent Durga are but shadowy indications of the workings of the Supreme Lord. The sun works just like the eye of the Supreme Lord, and Lord Brahma works just as the reflected light of the Supreme Lord. Thus, all the demigods, as well as the external energy herself, Durga Devi, and all the different departmental directors are but servants of the Supreme Lord within the material world. But in the spiritual world, there is yet another energy, the superior spiritual energy or internal energy, which acts under the direction of Yoga Maya. Yoga Maya is the internal potency of the Supreme Lord, and she also works under the Lord's direction, but she works in the spiritual world. So when the living entity puts him or herself under the direction of Yoga Maya instead of Mahamaya, then one gradually becomes a devotee of Krishna. Yet, those who are after material opulence and material happiness place themselves under the care of the material energy, Mahamaya, or under the care of the material demigods like Lord Shiva and others. In Srimad Bhagavatam it is found that when the gopis of Vrindavana desired Krishna as their husband, the gopis prayed to the spiritual energy, Yoga Maya, or goddess Katyayani, for the fulfillment of their desire. But on the other hand, in the Saptashati it is found that there was a king named Suratha and a merchant named Samadhi who worshipped Mahamaya for material opulence. Thus, one should not mistakenly equalize Yoga Maya and Mahamaya. Thus ends Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 30, The Transcendental Pastimes of Radha and Krishna, Part 1. One should not mistakenly equalize Yoga Maya and Mahamaya. Recorded September 22nd, 2021 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the author, the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.